podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Let me finish my water.
This is going to be weird without Tim.
It will be.
It will be especially weird because we're still reliant on him to edit it.
It's still no baby.
Yep.
This baby's taking a sweet fucking time.
It's like, hey, Tim, I know you got lots of shit on your plate, but here's some homework. Do this thing for us. Not for all of us, collectively. Just Noah and I.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever want to edit it.
Well, we'll see.
It does not sound appealing to me.
Yeah. We should make it short and sweet.
Sounds good.
Hi, this is Bill, TamCast's number one conservative fan from Port Huron, Michigan. And you're listening to the TamCast Podcast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TamCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. The podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to AnCast?
AnCast. It's got a silent T.
we are lacking a Tim today.
We are, which means there will be no fun in this episode.
It'll just be torture.
Yep. All right, so get ready for your ears to bleed. I'm Andy, the A in AnCast.
I am Noah, the N in TanCast, or AnCast, sorry.
Who knows if there will be another TanCast? Who knows if this will ever get edited in air?
Oh, don't do that to the people.
Well, if you're hearing this, then Tim's a good person. If you're not, then fuck us.
Well, I'm sure he'll edit at some point.
Probably. Listen to what these little chuckleheads did on their own. Aren't they simple?
Very simple.
I guess I'm just going to provide Tim's commentary. Noah, how have your last 2 weeks been?
It does feel like we're missing something.
It does. Like, we both paused because we were waiting for Tim to chime in.
My last 2 weeks are good. I honestly kind of enjoyed the day off from TanCast. I think, you know, I enjoyed doing it, but, you know, it is a good chunk out of my morning.
Yeah, for me, it splits the day right in half. So it's like, you know, you guys can knock out TanCast and then go do shit. But for me, since I'm 3 hours behind you, you know, I've either got to wait until after TanCast or go get shit done before TanCast or...
Yeah, I imagine that's hard.
Yeah, well, not really, because I'm terribly lazy. Like, last Sunday, I can't point to a single thing that I accomplished last Sunday. I think we were having some storms. Yeah, it's just springtime, so we get storms here. But yeah, I can't really... I think I got a little bit of cleaning done around the house. Like, tiny... You wouldn't have even noticed the amount of cleaning that we did.
I went golfing last Sunday for the first time ever. Like, real golfing.
Real golfing with real balls?
Yeah, white balls.
Wow. On, like, a course they let you on?
They did. I could even play on the same... I was playing with a Mexican, a white person... Well, two white people.
Wow. Times have changed.
They have.
You're doing it. You're doing it, minorities.
Take that, white man. I even drank the same water fountain as everyone else. It was wonderful.
Did anyone see you?
I did hide behind some trees.
Okay. I was going to say, if you were calling attention to that shit, like, hey, all you white people, look at me do this. Refreshing. Calm down the wrath there.
And then we got, on the first hole, we got yelled at by one of the people that work there.
Hey, you can't get off my giant lawn!
We were taking too long. I guess there's people stacked up.
Oh.
And, you know, it's because we were learning, like, all the different stuff you need to know. After that, we sped up, you know, like, well, A, the guy was yelling, he kept lying, like, yeah, you guys need to speed up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, like, he just wouldn't let up. And I'm like, if you keep talking to us, we're not going to go any faster. I just got snapped. I'm like, I mean, I didn't yell at him, but I'm just like, I was like getting annoyed. And he's like, okay. And then he went away.
Yeah. It's like, seriously. Hey, new people, learn faster.
But after that, we were fine. Like, whoever was behind us never caught up to us again. Like, wow. We were at least two or three holes ahead of them.
I've actually been in that situation. I think it was just, like, you and Tim and I and OG Steph. We were mini-golfing, screwing around, having fun or whatever, and people would take it, like, way too seriously, come up behind us. It's like, It's like, well, how about this? If you suck my balls, I'll let you play through.
It's mini golf. People have fun.
I know. I seem to remember Tim snapping at some guy too.
Tim does tend to snap.
Yep. Well, when people like start acting all put out about stuff, it's like, dude, everyone's here to have fun. If you're trying to do like a race, like beat your old time through mini golf, you've got a strange sense of fun.
Yes. That is odd. I would say. I mean. You know, I don't know if it was better than mini golf, but it was different. I mean, you know, I think you definitely feel a sense of accomplishment. Like, I had like on the last hole, I hit the ball almost on the green. It was like 190 yards, I think.
No, sir. When I get a ball inside that fucking volcano where it tends to go up and then dip and then go right back down the other side, that is a sense of accomplishment.
Well, yes.
Okay. As long as you agree with me, that's fine with me.
The ones I hate the most. Are the ones where it's either a drawbridge or a door going up and down.
The ones where you got to time it?
Yes.
Yep. Those are awfully annoying, but I find the ones where it's like you have to have not only the angle, but like the speed exactly on or you're fucked. So either like the volcano ones or the ones where there's like a water trap like right behind the hole, where if you overshoot a little, it just drops in.
Yes, those are annoying. Yeah, the volcano is fucking hard.
Yeah.
You're like, I got hit just so, and you never do. And then after it goes up and down a few times, you're just like, fuck this hole. Fuck you, volcano.
Those water traps always smell like, I don't know, like some little kid took a shit in it. They've just been recycling it since the dawn of time.
You know, I wouldn't put it past them.
Like, well, we got another floater. We'll just mash it up. It'll go around a couple of times, and then it'll be okay. Then again, I can't imagine that actual water traps on actual golf courses. Then again, they don't make you go in after your ball at actual water traps on actual golf courses.
Yeah, well, why would you?
It's like, no, I'm going to keep your driver's license unless you turn me back in that 30-cent ball you lost in the water.
They don't make you give back your ball, do they?
Well, actually, I guess most of them just have the 19th hole that it eats your ball.
Yeah, it eats your ball. I mean, and I think I actually held on to a ball once. I was like, I'll show you!
Ha-ha! Rage Against the Machine.
That's right. I showed them.
Yep. So did you guys have a golf cart? Or did you... Were you
no,
hiking?
No. We were just walking it. Golf bags are heavy.
I would imagine so.
Like, I was like... at the end, I was like... I mean, I wasn't like, oh my God, I can't go any farther. But I'm like, you know, golfing is kind of tiring. Like, you know, lugging around the bag, going to different holes.
It's like, hey, let's go for a hike. But let's also have brief pauses for frustration in the middle. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened, but God, I was in my teens. Maybe it was like right before, and then again, like we're continuing until right after. So maybe it was like my teens and very very early 20s. But for some reason, my mom had picked up golf for a little while. She had her own clubs, she had her own bag, and just some people that she worked with. She would occasionally go golfing with them. I'm like, that is very odd for a middle-aged woman to just suddenly pick that game up. But, yeah, I remember her bag being quite heavy.
Yeah, and I didn't have even all the clubs. I was missing a putter, maybe some of the ones. I mean, I was using a used club.
You were missing a putter?
Yes. Well, I mean, someone else had a putter.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, holy shit, dude. That's the end game. And it also, you know, with all the mini golf, should be the only part of the game that you have any chance at not sucking at.
You know what? That was what I did worst on, is my short game.
Really? All right. Was it because there was no crazy clown trying to open and close a drawbridge?
That's right. I was like, I didn't have any, what's his name? The black guy from Happy Gilmore. It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
Oh, shit. I can't remember that dude's name. Not the actor, not the character. Was he the cop from 21 Jump Street?
No, that was not him.
Okay. My brain has failed me.
Me too. It's all right.
Probably because I'm old. Possibly because I'm once again short on sleep.
On the long holes, I did all right. I mean, like, you know, Sometimes. Sometimes they're pretty good, sometimes not.
Did they ever let you putt with your dick?
What was that?
Did they let you putt with your dick?
No. Oh. Sometimes my ball would do a little bit more rolling than anything else.
Mm. So, like, you just try to, like tappy-tap-tap it in, and it would just keep on going?
Well, no, it was like when we were first seeing off, I was trying to get under the ball to make it actually, get lift. But I would hit him more on the top, and it would just kind of roll along the ground.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I would imagine myself just nailing the top of that ball and, like, causing it to dig into the ground or bounce off the ground at a weird angle or something like that. I see myself as a dangerous person to take golfing.
You may be. You may be. It can be dangerous. And a lot of rules, like, put your bag on the green. I didn't know this, but I guess it makes sense. You can only use putters on the green.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're not supposed to walk in front of someone's line between the hole, like when you're going to putt between the hole and their ball. I guess that's bad form. And no talking.
Because you'll step on the grass between them?
I don't know. They didn't know why. I asked why, and they said, you're not supposed to. It's not good. I don't know if it had anything to do with, logistics, like, you're going to mess up my pretty green. And no talking. I knew that. I would go again. And then I had some delicious mac and cheese.
Golf's got a lot of bullshit rules. Yeah, I think I'd only be able to handle it if, A, I had the cart to take me around, and, B, I had a bunch of booze on that cart to make it worthwhile.
We did have some beer.
That's good.
One time I was getting a little buzz. Like, I had some Sapporos.
Good. I've never actually had Sapporo, so I have no opinion on that.
It's decent,
Okay.
I'm not a huge... Although, beer is starting to grow on me.
This is a weird thing about getting older. A lot of stuff was disgusting when you were a little kid. All of a sudden, is like, oh, this is good.
I wouldn't say it's good. It's just more tolerable.
Beer, tolerably able to fuck you up.
I guess it's one of the things where it's like...
Is your house on fire?
I don't think so. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Now there's nobody there to sit and listen to me ramble while we have this tan break. I'm so all alone. And sad. Beep beep. Beep beep. I hear you, little alarm. I hear you and I feel your pain. Well, that's enough of that. I'm gonna go look at porn. Holy shit, Noah's gonna explode!
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Nope, house is not fire.
Okay, that's good.
Not on fire.
Was somebody paging your house?
No, Stephanie, I think, just takes really hot showers, so it gets so steamy that it sets off the fire alarm.
Yeah, that used to happen when I was a little kid. For some reason, the fire alarms were, like, right outside the bathrooms, and the bathrooms had, like, really shitty ventilation to the outside. And yeah, every time you take a shower, as soon as you open that door, the fucking alarm would go off.
But it only happens with her. Like, It's never happened when I took a shower. I think she just takes a lot hot showers than I do.
Maybe.
Anyhow. I guess it's been an ongoing issue with her when she showers.
Maybe it's just warning her that the floor is slick. Hey, watch out. I know you're wet. Don't slip. Don't fall. I got your back. I'm the fire alarm and also the slip and fall monitor. I got two jobs.
I've fallen and I can't get up. There's a whole generation of people that aren't going to know what that is.
I know. I don't know, though, man. They ran those ads, like, on reruns on shitty cable TV for a long-ass time.
What amazes me? Slang that I think our generation kind of came up with, now my sister is using it. There's a 20-year difference between us, and She was saying things like epic win. I mean, I guess people still use it, but it's just so odd that, some stuff does carry on, but others does not.
Epic win is still, fairly current. If your sister was saying things like...
But I mean, it seems like something that it seems like it's been around for a while. It seems like something we came up with.
Okay, if she was saying something like, it is, but... Because we're Generation X and we came up with all slang. Is she saying, bodacious or radical or to the max or something like that? That would really fuck my brain. Man, I just looked it up. I've fallen and I can't get up was a catchphrase of the late 80s and early 90s popular culture.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if Wikipedia says anything about, when the commercial stopped running.
They aren't going to know where's the beef.
Yeah, there we go. 99. Oh, no, the trademark lasted until 99. Well, I can't speed read fast enough. Yeah, where's the beef? Fuck, what else is there?
Lots of things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what about Nanu Nanu? I mean, that even predates us. Mork and Mindy was like 79 or something like that.
Yeah, but it was on, so we watched it.
Oh, well, everybody, welcome to Old Cast. This is where Andy and Noah sit around and talk about how droopy their balls have gotten. I remember back in my day, you could get yourself a nickel's worth of gum. Actually, I don't think I could ever get a nickel's worth of gum.
I'm trying to think
of those, like, those shitty, like, dry, powdery, break-your-teeth gum dispenser things that they had at all the grocery stores. They don't seem to have anymore.
Do you remember the gum in like Garbage Pail Kids? That was some quality gum.
Woo! It was like this rock hard, like, slab of... I think they just, like, waited for you to crack teeth and then made more gum out of the teeth that you cracked.
It was all dusty, too.
Yes!
It's like, why is my gum dusty? You know what always used to scare me? And this happened more recently, but, like, if you ever go to a store, you know, like kind of like a corner store, so, you know, maybe they're not up on restocking. They'll just kind of keep something until it sells out. They would have, like, a can of soda or some candy with some promotion for, like, a movie that had been out, had gone and left the theaters. Like, you know, it had been out, it had left, it wasn't even in theaters anymore.
Yeah, or, like, it was back around, it was, like, back on VHS. By the way, people listening to this, VHS is what we had before DVD, and DVD is what we had before Blu-ray.
In between that, there was Laserdisc.
There was Laserdisc for crazy rich people.
Or Ian, right? Didn't he have a huge Laserdisc collection?
He did?
Yeah, I'm glad I never got into that craze. I'm not even into, like, the Blu-ray craze.
Yeah, like, I enjoy that I can get a Blu-ray.
What was that?
I enjoy that I can get a Blu-ray and watch it, and it's like, oh, high def, nice.
Well, I should say I enjoy renting it. I'm not into buying anymore movies. Yeah. Like, it's just, I have a shelf full of them, and I just look at them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, look at those. Maybe I should watch them someday. Again.
Yeah, I think when Junior gets bigger, we'll probably wind up buying more. But then again, yeah, I mean, as long as Netflix keeps up this, you know, huge shift to getting as many videos as possible onto their streaming service. Ah, but fucking Disney are controlling bastards. Like, the only time any Disney movie is on Netflix is if it's also currently on Stars, and then Netflix has access to it through their Stars On Demand thing.
But only for a limited amount of time.
Yep.
Like, the Stars things disappear, which is kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, well, it's as soon as Stars only pays for the rights to air it for a certain amount of time. That's why, like, Stars and HBO and Showtime play the fuck out of the movies that they have for, like, 3 weeks, and then, like, they go away forever.
I mean, I think for streaming to be a viable, I mean, it's going to be a viable option, but, you know, it needs to be, like, you know, a database of all movies, not just, like, here's a movie, and now it's gone.
Yeah, you know what? My streaming part of my Netflix is, what is it, $8 a month, $9 a month, something like that? I would pay several times that if the movie companies would just get their heads out of their asses and let them put a bunch of good shit on there. You know, it doesn't have to be, like, new release. I'm fine if they still want to try to, you know, milk the DVD and Blu-ray sales and, like, the early rental market or whatever. Where, like, it, you know, I'm okay with at the beginning of the rental period it's not available via streaming, but at a certain point, like, backorder stuff. And I'm sure Disney will never, ever, ever get on board with this because of their fucking insistence on that Disney Vault thing where they bring a movie out and it's like, you know, it's only out for a limited time and then we're going to put it back away.
But it works, though.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, people keep having kids. Like, oh, man, I really want to get Lady and the Tramp. I remember loving that when I was a kid.
And I bet they sell it more. Like, they get those people who are kind of on the fence, like...
Yep.
Like, you know, the people who are like, you know, oh, I would buy that movie, but it's always there. You know what I mean? Like, so, I'll buy it eventually. Whereas, you know, if they know it's only going to be out for, you know, a certain amount of time, like, well, I better get it now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it works, but it's just, it's manipulative bullshit, and it's kind of anti-consumer. It makes them more money, so I totally get it. I mean, from a purely maximizing your dollar for your amount of outlay point of view, from just the cold, hard capitalist point of view, I totally get it. But in terms of giving your customers what they actually want, and not just squeezing every single fucking dollar that you can out of your property, they're definitely head up ass. Very consumer unfriendly on that.
Fair enough.
But setting Disney aside, I'm pretty sure Warner and, you know, Sony, TriStar, Columbia, whatever the fuck they are, and all the rest of them, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like pulling teeth. Like, maybe our kids will get to live in that great future that we foresee, but you and I will be forced to continue to have physical discs sent to us in the mail or go to a big red box at the local grocery store.
I'm actually okay with the physical disc, though, because, like, I've gotten to the point where, you know, like, before it's okay, like, you know, you download a movie, maybe. Somebody might. It's not of great quality, just so you can see it right away. Whereas now I've gotten to a point where I'm like, you know, I'd rather have the quality over the quickness. Like, I'll wait a while and then just be able to view it in, like, high def. So, you know, since the high def on Netflix is not, you know, it's not Blu-ray quality yet, I'm okay with actually getting physical discs.
It is a little lower. I think I'm kind of in a slightly different situation than you are because you have an actual 1080p projector and I've got a 720p TV. So, like, the highest quality that Netflix has is about as high quality as I've got a downsample Blu-rays too anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And with the kid and his nap times and, you know, there are certain movies we can't watch in front of him, the ability to do the streaming stuff to, like, my iPhone or to the Wii upstairs or to my wife's brand new iPad that finally arrived.
Nice.
All of those are big pluses for us.
Yeah, I definitely do watch stuff on, like, I mean, there's some movies where it's less about the visual quality than the story, where I'm like, yeah, I'll watch that on a stream.
Yeah. Yeah, and I kind of look at it as, like, you know, VHS was like, oh, we're totally watching these movies in our house. This is so nice. And then DVD was like, oh my god, it looks so much crisper and cleaner, and the, you know, the blacks are darker, and not the actors, the colors.
That's the features of Blu-ray.
One of the features of DVD and Blu-ray is that when Chris Rock comes out, he just says nigger the whole time. Nigga, 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 yana niggas, nigga, nigga, niggas. Okay, I think I've hit my quota for the rest of the year.
You've reached your limit.
Yep. Any more and they send Al Sharpton after me, because it's no longer, you know, silly, ironic, and now I'm just a white guy hating on minorities, which makes me like every other white person, because, you know, let's be honest.
So true. True that.
Yeah, so then, you know, most of the screens in my house, the high-def stuff, already a big step up over, you know, kind of where my expectations been set my whole life, and then on my iPhone, I really don't need 1080p on something that's, shit, what is it? 320 by 480 or something like that? Resolution?
Yeah.
Something super low.
But yeah, 1080p would be a waste.
Yeah. So I'm cool. I'm fine with it. And my Wii outputs to a standard big tube television. You know, like your grandparents have.
Never again.
Yeah. If some shit coming up goes my way and I got a little bit extra scratch to throw around, I think a great big LCD is going to go in the downstairs, and the 720 DLP is going to go to our bedroom, and the big tube will go to the guest room.
I like it.
And then the little tube TV that I've had since I was 19? Fuck, Sony makes some good TVs, dude. I've had that thing for fucking ever.
I just had to move that TV so many times, the 32-inch.
Oh, yeah, man, that thing was... Yeah. I think that thing weighed as much as my 35-inch does. The one that used to be in the living room at the Tan House.
Probably. I mean, you know, it wasn't... I'm sure, you know, they tried to make them a little lighter as, you know, the technology advanced, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that yours was, like, lead-lined or something, because I remember that thing being fucking heavy. And, like cumbersome to move. Like, it was, like, really, really, like, front-heavy. Like, it would try to tip on you.
Do they still make CRT TVs?
I think below a certain size they do. I don't think they make 30-something-inch CRTs anymore. Wow, or if they do, maybe it's like for a specific, like, special market or something like that, someplace where LCDs and DLPs wouldn't work well.
That's another thing our kids aren't going to really know about, you know, like, fucking beast TVs.
Yeah.
Although they'll probably know about, like, you know, oh, I got my new, you know, 200-inch television.
Yeah, we ripped out a wall. It was paper thin. It arrived in a roll, and we just spackled it right on.
I saw a TV that was solar powered and, like, paper thin, made by who was it made by? I don't remember right now, but it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, they keep they keep throwing around these rumors that there's going to be an Apple TV. Not the Apple TV little device that plugs in.
Right. But like actual, like, TV. Yeah,
a TV with, like, Apple's industrial design and, you know, Mac or iOS or whatever stuff built in. Well, and as long as we're talking about Apple, since this is AnCast and Tim's not here to mock us, I know some of this just because it's the new shiny, you know, it arrived Thursday or something like that. I think it was Thursday. So we've only had a couple of days with it, but iPads are fucking nice.
That they are. Although, yeah, I mean, you know, I still won't get one, but I touch one. They are very nice.
Yeah, well, especially with Junior walking around, like, constantly trying to get his fucking mitts on my laptop. Like, I cannot have my laptop open near him. He'll come over and try to type on it. He'll try to grab the screen and twist it or whatever. Having something that's, like, so small and so light and can, you know, just kind of be quickly hidden down on one side of the couch or moved out of the way or whatever. Like, you know, there's no joint on it to break off, you know, no hinge on the back or whatever. But it's still big enough that, you know, you can, like, read actual websites without, you know, trying to constantly rearrange your view or, like, squint or whatever. Yeah, Caitlin was talking about it. She's like, man, you know, I kept saying, oh, no, you know, I'm fine with my iPhone. Just wasn't until I started watching stuff and reading stuff and whatever on the iPad the last couple of days that I realized how much I was straining my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, people, like, say, oh, yeah, you can read stuff on your iPhone. I mean, you know. Sorry, I read stuff on my iPhone, but, like, reading books, I wouldn't want to do it.
Caitlin has read a ton of books on her iPhone, but unless it's in a pinch, I doubt she'll ever go back.
I mean, one thing, every once in a while I'm playing something on my iPhone, like a game, I'm like, oh, this would be nice on a bigger screen. Especially games where you have to have, like, both your thumbs on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, you just, like, so often I lose, I'm like, where am I? I'm like, wait, I'm underneath my thumb.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I've got a brain that says, you know, hey, you want to play with, like, electronics. You want to build computers. You want to fool around with, you know, like, small things, basically. I've got a brain that says you want small things, and I've got a body type, and my hands are built for big things. I've got some big fucking thumbs. Like, if I was a rancher or something like that, I'm sure it would be great to, I don't know, hold a horse down while somebody castrated it or something like that. But for using an iPhone, like, what? Like, just the pad on one of my thumbs covers, I shit you not, a fifth of my screen easily. Like, just up to the knuckle. These mitts, I need tinier hands. You know what I need? I need the tiny T-Rex arms that I keep saying. You know, the extra pair of arms just kind of, like, tuck in. I need those with dainty little fingers to be able to manipulate the electronics that I like to play with.
Or you need, like, little... I'm sure some, maybe you can get one of your fingers cut off and just have, like, a little skinny finger put on, or interchangeable fingers. Like, you can pop it off, and then just, like, a little pointer. You're like, boop, boop.
Oh, that would be nice. You just, like, take off the just last knuckle off and new one on with a finer point on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be like those, the screwdrivers with the removable tips. Like, I got to get a very, very fine Phillips screwdriver or screw out. Let me pop on my fine tip one. Oh, I got to pull a bolt out. Let me put a big fat flathead. All right, Noah, get on it. I'll buy it once you're done.
I wonder how much bionics are going to come in, like, in the future. Like, is it going to be like movies?
I think there's still just, like, in terms of how nerves work and, like, how the brain processes those signals, I think there's just still a lot of shit that they got to get right before they can start hacking into it.
But you don't think that will I mean, eventually.
Eventually, yeah. I'm never going to say no eventually to anything, because, I mean, we've sent people into space. Scientists have built, well, kind of, mostly, artificial bacteria at this point. I mean, it's, you know, we are living in the grand future of tomorrow, although we still don't have fucking flying cars, thanks, Disney. Every single In the World of Tomorrow Disney cartoon that I grew up with, fucking flying cars. Real life, not so much.
Flying cars would be dangerous.
Okay, whiny baby, is it time for you to go sleepies?
Yes, God, it is.
Yeah, you got big circles under your eyes and you're being a little shithead.
Tim.
No, we're not talking to Tim. We're just talking to Noah.
So every time he sees Skype now, he thinks Tim?
Tom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, whenever I'm on my my Xbox, I just get the Xbox controller out. He goes, talk Tim! I'm like, I've never talked to Tim.
So he just thinks anytime you're, like, you know, interfacing with something, you're talking to Tim.
Yep. That's who it is. It's always Tim.
No, Mommy.
Okay, buddy, go with Mommy.
That is hilarious.
Okay, quit being so whiny. Hey, Drew, you're my son, not my daughter. Don't be a bitch. Oh, buddy. Oh, did I make you sad?
Did you make him cry with that line?
No, it's the fact that he's moving away from me. It just seemed like. Buddy, good naps.
He understood you. He made him cry.
He knows that Mommy's going to take him up for a nap, and he knows that Daddy's not going to, and... Buddy, you're okay. You're so sad. You're going to continue to be sad for like 5 minutes, and then you'll be asleep. Because it happens every day. I'm just walking away going, yeah, and during that time, which of us has to deal with him? It's like, yep, you. Sorry.
So what were we talking about? Flying cars. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to, think of all the assholes you see on the interstate with, like, a cup of hot coffee in one hand and they're texting with the other, or they're, like, swerving from lane to lane. Do we really need those people to have, you know, like, the ability to build up some altitude and thus some speed?
And then, you know, theoretically go off course and crash in... Well, I mean, I guess you could crash in people's houses now, but it seems like it'd be more of a possibility if you're in the air.
Yeah, I just think that two dimensions is enough for some of these people. You know, they're mismanaging the two they have. Really, they need to be on, you know, like, fucking railroad track. You give them control over speed, that's it.
I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. People say automated cars are going to be so much safer, but I don't know. I mean, and maybe it's just, you know, because you're giving up your control, and that's why you feel like it wouldn't be safer.
Yeah, that's kind of a scary thought to me, but by the same token, it's like, I try to be a really conscientious driver. I, you know, especially after I hit like my mid-20s or whatever, I try to keep really, really good situational awareness. I try to know where all the cars are around me. You know, it's like the old army saying of keep your head on the swivel. Just maintain that situational awareness. Never stare in one direction for too long. But still, I can think of all the times where, you know, the phone rings and I pick it up and all of a sudden I'm splitting my brain apart and I realize, you know, oh, hey, I meant to turn back there. Well, I fucking saw it. I knew I was coming up on that exit. I knew to look for that exit. I knew where I was going. How did I miss the turn? It's because I wasn't paying attention.
I wonder if that would alleviate traffic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because think about how much of traffic is just because some asshole was speeding and tailgating and then slams on his brakes and then that creates this wave of gridlock behind him.
And then instead of how one person be slow and backing everyone up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's just a qualitatively different thing to have fine machine control over how closely spaced these vehicles are. And in fact, you can do things like having vehicles basically act like they're trains. Like you got the one in the lead that's making all the decisions and all the rest of them are just following as close as they safely can. I think I was reading somewhere it's even more efficient to do things that way because the air resistance for all the following cars drops significantly.
Yeah, because
basically
sense.
They're all drafting the first one. So I'm going to go ahead and call it. I welcome the emergence of our robot driving overlords. Think of all the shit you'd be able to get done.
Oh, while you're driving along? I mean, or riding along?
Yeah, like maintaining that ability to say, I want to go from point A to point B without, you know, paying some dude an enormous ton of money to do it. Or dealing with mass transit, trying to get there. I mean, really, the U.S. desperately, desperately needs better rail service. Like, in city and between cities. But still, just if we had all of these interstates wired up so that you could hop in your car, get onto the interstate, and let go and read something or take a nap or whatever.
Then think about this. Like, I wonder if it would improve our fuel consumption. I would think it would, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going at a steady speed, you know, people aren't driving erratically and speeding.
Yeah, and then I'm also worried about, because there's always the assholes. There's always the people who feel like they own the fucking roads. Are those people going to try to, disable the automatic control? I think we've got an easy solution for that, though. We just find them and kill them.
Well,
or take their cars away. I guess that'd be less extreme than killing them. No, you know what? Fuck it. We kill them. If they're that big assholes that they're going to continue to risk the rest of us, we don't need them.
Survival of, well, I don't know what that'd be. We don't need you.
Yeah, that's not really Darwinism. That's like enforced social consciousness.
Eugenics?
No.
I know.
Well, yeah, but only if the eugenics are optimizing not for the fitness of the individual, but for the fitness of the society as a whole. But it's also not socialism. It's more like extreme conformity. I don't know what it is. I'm very tired. Fucking Jesus freaks. Goddamn. And I mean that literally. I hope if there is a God, he damns them all, because they cost me like 2 hours of good sleep this morning.
Oh, well, they came to your door?
No, just 7 a.m. on some mountain around here screeching at the tops of their lungs. It wasn't even the tops of their lungs. Like, they must have had, I don't know, rock band level sound equipment set up, because it was just echoing all across.
Oh, you can hear them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could tell it was like from a long way away, too, because you could like hear echoes of it. Like I don't live up the street from a church. I mean, I know I live in the South and everything, and there's a church, you know, like throw a rock at a church kind of deal. But I think the closest one to me is a mile away. And even if they were there, I mean, like the marching band playing full out, full marching band at that high school that's like right at the same place where the church is. Even that, you can hear as like a distant, you know, dum, 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 when the horns kick in or whatever. But it's like quiet. This was like somebody was... Caitlin actually said, you know, go look, see if they're like in, see if they're out back, see if they're, you know, behind our house or like, you know, over the fence or something like that. You know, maybe this is some neighbors that we can go just like yell at them and unplug it. And I open the window and I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't see anybody, and I can hear echoes. This is coming from a long ass ways away. But it was like somebody playing loud ass music next door to us at 7 a.m. fucking sunrise service.
That would suck.
Oh yeah.
That's what you need to invest in earplugs.
No, I think it's just a baseball bat.
Go find them and yeah. Destroy their instruments.
Oh, I was actually getting dressed. Like, Caitlin talked me out of it. I'm like, I'm going to go do something about this. I was wondering, I'm like, I won't be violent, but somebody may hit me for what I'm about to go do. I won't be violent, but they may be, because I will be a dick.
I wonder if you could find them.
Oh, I'm sure I could. I was just going to drive around with my windows open.
Well, right, but I wonder if it's bouncing.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, it's all hilly around here. But still, I mean, if I drive a block and it's quieter, I turn around and drive the other direction until it starts to get louder.
Fair enough.
You know, there's going to be limits to, you know, exactly how subtle it can... I mean, fuck, if it was that goddamn loud, there are limits to how subtle they can be with, you know, hiding their location.
Well, maybe they're not trying to hide. Maybe they want you to come, and then they'll turn you to Jesus.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks, I already drank that drink. Didn't like it. Left a bitter taste in my mouth. And my soul, which I no longer believe I have.
You have a soul. It's just very dark.
No, it's like, you know, seriously, that I'm not going to be one of those guys of, you know, hating on other people for having faith or whatever, for believing in something bigger than themselves. I know there's a lot of people who think, well, you know, that's just the product of a weak and frightened mind. And maybe it is. Maybe it's also just that the world is a scary, random, chaotic place, and we're kind of hardwired to try to ascribe meaning to it. And how can I look down on people for behaving exactly as you would expect their nature to have them behave? Especially after having behaved that way for so long myself. You know, really, how could I... I'm not going to be one of those people who, like, gives up meat and then suddenly looks down on everybody who's ever enjoyed a steak. I guess that's kind of what I'm saying. But at the same time... There's a certain level of, you know, like, live and let live mentality that I'm trying to hold on to that I really need them to get onto as well. Like, I am not going to show up in the middle of your church service and tell you all that you're idiots for having faith in something that is completely unprovable at best. So please don't fucking wake me up at 7 a.m. on some random Sunday when I and my kid and my wife are just trying to sleep. I get it's a big holiday. I know how huge Easter is. It was huge for me for years and years and years. But I think there's a certain volume that your service needs to maintain, or a certain maximum that you should not exceed. And I think the point where miles away you're waking me up means you fucking exceeded it.
I'm fucking in here!
All right, I'm done. I think I'm ready to let that go.
You sure?
I was pissed. No, I was seriously. I was gonna go somewhere and unplug some shit.
They just got Jesus in the heart, man.
Well, you know how loud I can be when I get pissed off. I was gonna unplug it. And, you know, you clearly don't know how to use this.
Try again later.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a pause here. I'll be back in like a minute.
Okay.
I'm being summoned.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Next to you, Happy Gilmore.
Fuck me, being a fuck ass. Fuck you, stupid cop.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
And I have good news for you.
What's that?
It's no longer all about Tim.
Oh.
I brought Junior up the stuffed animals that he was screaming about, that he was refusing to go to bed without. And then told him, or Caitlin told him, all right, give Daddy a kiss. He's going to go back downstairs. And he goes, no. No, no-y.
No. So now he knows who I am?
Yep. Indeed he does.
This episode was more lacking the funny. That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry, folks.
It's without Tim, we've lost our way.
He's our shepherd.
He is. We shall not want.
I remember I had to learn that whole thing. I used to go to a church camp. Not so much because I was in a church, but my friend went, and I liked the camp.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, how much fun summer camp was, but then I was also remembering that summer camp was where they ground into my head these counterfactual arguments against evolution. Like, man, I had so many good memories, and also just, like, so much shit that, like, fucked with the way I thought for so many years afterwards.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Like, I don't remember if they did it and I just forgot about it, or if it just...
like they said, you know? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
The facts of life.
Oh, God. Holy shit.
What?
I was telling Caitlin, I think God's getting down on me for yelling about the Jesus freaks, because my head is pounding now.
Oh, you just got a headache all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been having, like, sinus problems, because of all the... We keep having storms, so, like, with all the wet, all of a sudden there's, like, mold, and then there's pollen, and, you know, grass seed, and whatever... keeps getting kicked up, and all those storms are followed with, or preceded by, like, 40-mile-an-hour gusts, so it's just stirring up dust and a whole bunch of other shit. So my allergies have been going crazy for, like, the last couple of weeks, and it's been especially bad for the last couple of days. But I was actually having a pretty good morning, and then when I got up to go look for the stuffed animals just now, all of a sudden, like, as soon as I stood up and my blood pressure changed, it just felt like my brain was trying to get out the front of my head.
Have you tried a neti pot?
I have not.
I heard good things.
I have tried to drown before, though, and I didn't really enjoy it, so I think that was enough for me.
You're not going to drown.
Pouring water into my head holes, I think.
It just goes unless... in one nostril and out the other.
I've had water go up my nose so many other times when I'm swimming.
For some reason, when it's warm and it's salty, for whatever reason, it doesn't get that burning feeling. Like, I don't know why, but...
Well, maybe I'll try it.
Although maybe I tried it once.
I
think I either didn't do the salt or I didn't do the warm part. And then, yeah, it did burn. But then once I did the warm and the salt, then it felt all right.
Huh.
But I've heard a lot of my friends like, oh, I love it.
Because I'm sure I got a lot of shit up in there right now. Yeah, there's probably like bits of food that I accidentally inhaled. Because, you know, I just eat all the time.
Now you just turn into like a paste and you just inhale it.
Yep. I just blend it up and... like snuff.
Mainline it.
Oh, yeah. Just inject it right in. Bacon fat.
Oh, that's not right.
No. But it feels so good. Ooh, it's just so warm. And it just sits on your heart. It feels like somebody's hugging you. Like really, really tight right around the heart.
Just squeezing your heart so tight.
Mm-hmm. You never felt love like you felt a bacon grease hug. Hey, she got him down.
Well, that's good. Shall we wrap this up?
Yeah, really quickly.
Yes.
My grandmother wrote a lullaby that has been sung to generations of our family and also just people who knew our family or got babysat by people in our family. We're down to, I think we're down to the third generation. I don't think there's been any, you know, like kids of kids of kids of kids who I know of who've been sung this lullaby. But she eventually made up lyrics to it, and my dad used to sing me the song with those lyrics. And it was like, Daddy's baby boy is how it goes. Junior just demanded that that song be sung to him with Noah's baby. So you're moving up in the world, sir. You're replacing Tim as his.
I'm rocking it to the top. Take that, Tim.
I'm going to send you a shirt, and it's going to say Drew's favorite Negro.
Nice.
Notice I said Negro, because I'm all out of the other N-word. Ah, yeah, Tim, hurry up. Get this baby out. If you got to reach up in there and pull on it, do it.
I told him to start just banging, you know, knock that baby out.
Yep. Bang, bang, bangity bang. I said bang, 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 bangity bang. Well, it's been a couple of weeks. It'll probably be a couple of more. Because I'm sure you and I will both take next Sunday off, too, if Tim isn't ready.
Maybe not. Maybe. I mean, well, I'm sure, you know, he wants to get back, you know, wife and baby permitting.
Yep.
But we'll see. We'll let you guys know.
We got shit to do otherwise.
Oh, yes, we do.
Like your mom's.
No, sir.
Bong?
No.
Bong. Just let me have it.
All right. Have a week, everybody.
A wonderful week.
A glorious week. And a happy Easter. We're recording on Easter.
We are recording on Easter. What horrible heathens.
We don't know when you're going to get this, but...
Maybe next Easter. Maybe never.
We shall see.
All right. Well, this is was Andy, and this is my proof of life.
This is Noah. Yep. And done.
And stop.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com. Or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Hey everybody, it's Tim. You didn't think I was going to edit this whole episode and not pop in here for a second, did you? Well, maybe you were hoping, but your hopes are dashed, because here I am. Wanted to say thank you to Andy and Noah for recording an episode without me. Thank you to you guys for listening and supporting. Don't know when we'll be back with another regular episode. Baby Bab still has not arrived yet, so keep your fingers crossed that hopefully everything goes well, and then soon we'll have Baby Bab to talk about. In the meantime, thank you again for listening. Hope to come at you soon with more new stuff, and thank you again for listening, which I already said. Bye-bye.